Torrential rains in the Northern Territory and South Australia have already claimed one life, and police are warning people to be careful around swollen creeks and rivers. Falls of up to 200 millimetres were recorded in the outback over the weekend, and while they're cutting off some communities, they have been a welcome relief for farmers who've been struggling with drought, as Natalie Whiting reports.
It's been almost a year since the Todd River in Alice Springs ran, but torrential rain over the past 3 days quickly changed that.
Well, almost every river system in around Central Australia at the moment has had water in there, cutting off quite a few roads around the region. So there's quite a few of the communities around Alice Springs that have been cut off for the last few days. The Todd River itself, that peaked at about 2.2 metres, I think it was.
Ian Smith is from the Northern Territory Emergency Service. He says while people are excited to see the rain, it can be incredibly dangerous.
There was one gentleman who went on a tube in the Todd River, and unfortunately he got washed into the creek and lost his life in that, unfortunately.
And have you had many other rescues to do with the flooding?
Yeah, we had one other rescue that happened within Alice Springs area itself. There was a Charles Creek crossing. It had come up, and we had somebody try to drive their vehicle across. So they got washed into the creek, and thankfully they got stuck against a tree, and they were able to climb out of the car into the tree.
Mr. Smith says some communities that have been cut off around Alice Springs are starting to run low on food. If roads can't reopen shortly, supplies will have to be sent in. Major outback roads in South Australia, including the Birdsville, Unadatta and Strzelecki tracks, have also all closed. But farmers in the area don't mind being cut off. Rodney Fullerton manages Mungarani Station on the Birdsville track. He says the rain is a godsend.
It was really dry, worst I've ever seen in this area.
So what was the reaction when the rain started falling?
Well, you didn't know whether to laugh or cry. Just open a can of 4X and, celebrate it.
They've had more than 180 millimetres all up. Ashley White from Cowrie Station says they've had to destock because of the drought. She says now they've had more than 80 millimetres.
The most exciting thing was getting my little boy, who is one, in 11 days out and playing in the puddle. That's actually the first time he's played in muddy water.
Dr. Blair Trewin from the Bureau of Meteorology says much of outback South Australia and the Northern Territory have had falls of between 100 and 200 millimetres.
You're talking here about regions where the average annual rainfall is typically only 150 to 200 millimetres, so these are pretty big numbers for that region.
Initially, South Australia was being told to prepare for its biggest rain event in 30 years, but that didn't eventuate.
There are some individual sites that that got their most significant falls in many years, but from a broad scale perspective, it's probably closer to perhaps a 1 in 10 year event.
John Carr from the South Australian State Emergency Service says volunteers were relieved. They had trucked more than 15,000 sandbags to Port Pirie, north of Adelaide, in preparation.
So to come from the bushfires and straight into the potential for serious flooding, they were really exhausted, so it was a bit of a relief that it didn't quite come to fruition over the weekend.
While the Northern Territory should be getting a reprieve, more rain is expected in South Australia today.
We'll keep a really close eye on the situation over the next 24, 36 hours.
People travelling in the outback are being advised to take extra food and water in case they become isolated.
Natalie Whiting.